Here's a truth that stings. Most products fail not because they're built badly, but because nobody wanted them in the first place. And the worst part? You don't find out until after you've spent months building. But there's a better way, and it starts with a landing page. You're listening to Ship Something, the Unstuck Product Show. I'm here to help you turn stuck into shipped. Each week, we take one common product problem, the kind that keeps you circling instead of building, and turn it into a simple framework and a real action plan. Let's get unstuck. Hey, quick thing before we dive in. If you're new here, I should mention, I build kits and worksheets for all the stuff we talk about on this show. Clarity, positioning, scope, launch, all of it. They're called Product Kit OS. And they're basically guided sprints that turn stuck into shipped. Head to productkitos.com if you want to check them out. All right, let's get into it. Today, we're talking about the single best thing you can do before writing a single line of code. Ship a landing page. Not a prototype, not a beta, not even a rough first version. Just a page with words on it and a button that says get early access. By the end of this episode, you'll know exactly what to put on that page, how to get people to it, and what signals tell you whether your idea is worth building. This is for anyone who's about to spend 3 months building something. Let's make sure it's the right something. Let's talk about what happens when you skip this step. You have an idea. It feels good. It feels right. You can already picture the UI. You can already see how it'll work. So you do what most builders do. You start building. Nights and weekends, coffee and focus music. 3 months later, you've got something that actually works. It's not perfect, but it's real. And then you show it to people. And here's what you hear. Oh, interesting. Who's this for? I'm not sure I'd use this, but maybe someone would. Cool, but I already use your competitor for this. Or worse, oh yeah, I tried something like this once. Didn't really stick. And just like that, 3 months of your life is a learning experience. Not a total loss, right? You learned something. But man, wouldn't it have been better to learn that before you built anything? This is the stuck point. The belief that building is validating. That if you build it well enough, people will want it. But building doesn't validate demand. It validates execution. And if there's no demand, great execution doesn't matter. The truth is, you can test demand without building. You can test positioning without building. You can test messaging, pricing, audience fit, all without a single line of code. And the tool for that? A landing page. All right, here's the framework. 5 steps. And yes, this means delaying the fun part, the building, by maybe a week. But that week will save you months, so let's do this right. Step 1, write the page before you build the product. Here's what I want you to do. Open a doc. Any doc. Notion, Google Docs, a napkin, doesn't matter. And answer these questions. 1, what's the outcome someone gets by using this? Not the features, the outcome. Save 10 hours a week, or stop forgetting customer details, or launch in half the time. Something concrete. 2, who is this for? Be specific. Not freelancers, not small businesses. Freelance designers who lose track of revisions, or solo founders who waste time on scope creep. Narrow it down. 3, why now? What's the trigger? What moment makes someone think, I need to solve this today? These 3 things, outcome, audience, trigger, are the core of your landing page. Everything else is just decoration. And here's the thing. If you can't answer these 3 questions clearly, you're not ready to build yet. Because if you don't know the answers, how will your landing page visitors know? So write it down. Make it crisp. Make it obvious. Then we'll turn it into a page. Step 2, build a 1-page site in 1 day. Notice I didn't say design a beautiful site. I didn't say build a multi-page experience. I said one page, one day. Here's what goes on it. A headline. Your outcome, rewritten as a promise. Save 10 hours a week tracking your time, or ship your MVP in half the time. Clear, direct, no cleverness. A subheadline. Who it's for and why it matters now. For freelancers tired of losing billable hours to messy timesheets. One sentence. That's it. Three bullets. The top three things someone will be able to do. Not features, abilities. Track time without thinking about it. See your week at a glance. Export to invoices in one click. A call to action. One button. Get early access, or join the wait list, or try the beta. That's it. It goes to an email signup form. Optional, a quick FAQ section. When will this launch? How much will it cost? What if I change my mind? Three questions max. That's the page. Headline, subheadline, three bullets, one CTA, optional FAQ. You can build this in a day. You can build it in an afternoon. Card, Webflow, Framer, even a Google Doc with a typeform embed. The tool doesn't matter. What matters is that it exists, and that it's clear. Step 3. Drive 100 people to it. Not 10,000 people, not a viral launch. 100 people. Here's where most people freeze. But I don't have an audience. You don't need one. You need 100 people. Let me show you how. Option 1. Post it where your audience already hangs out. If you're building for designers, post in design communities. Reddit, Slack groups, Discord servers, Twitter threads. Don't spam, just share. Hey, I'm building something for your specific problem. Here's an early look. Would love feedback. Option 2. DM 50 people directly. Find people who match your target audience. LinkedIn, Twitter, forums, wherever they are. Send a short personal message. Hey, I saw you mentioned, insert relevant pain point here. I'm working on something for that. Mind taking a look? Option 3. Pay for 100 clicks. Set up a tiny ad budget. $20 to $50. Facebook, Twitter, Reddit ads. Pick one. Target your exact audience. Run it for 3 days. One of these will work. Pick one. Do it this week. And here's the rule. If you can't get 100 people to look at a landing page, you definitely won't get 100 people to use a product. So if you fail at this step, that's not a failure. That's a signal. It means distribution is your problem, not your product. Fix that first. Step 4. Watch what they do, not what they say. This is where most people mess up. They send out the page and then they ask for feedback. What do you think? Would you use this? Does this make sense? And people say nice things. Yeah, this looks cool. I'd probably use this. Great idea. And then zero of them sign up. Here's the truth. People are polite. They want to be supportive. They'll tell you it's a good idea even if they'd never use it. So don't ask what they think. Watch what they do. Here's what to track. 1. Did they click the CTA? If 100 people visit and 3 people click get early access, that's a 3% conversion rate. That's a signal. 2. Did they actually enter their email? Clicking is interest. Emailing is intent. If 3 people click but 0 people submit their email, your CTA might be unclear or your ask might be too big. 3. How long did they stay? If people bounce in 5 seconds, they didn't read. If they stay for 30 seconds, they read and decided. That's useful data. You can track all of this with free tools. Google Analytics, Plausible, even Card's built-in analytics. The point is, behavior tells you the truth. Words tell you what people think you want to hear. Step 5. Decide based on signal, not hope. Here's where the rubber meets the road. You've got data. Now what? If 100 people visited and 10 plus signed up, that's a green light. Build it. If 100 people visited and 1 or 2 signed up, that's a yellow light. The idea might be good, but something's off. Maybe the messaging, maybe the audience, maybe the timing. Iterate on the page. Try again. If 100 people visited and 0 signed up, that's a red light. Don't build it. At least not yet. I know that stings, but here's the reality. If people won't even give you their email for early access, they definitely won't pay you money later. So take that red light seriously. It's not the end. It's just a signal that something fundamental needs to change. Maybe it's the problem. Maybe it's the audience. Maybe it's your positioning. And the beautiful thing? You learned that in a week, not after 3 months of building. All right, let's make this real. Let me walk you through an actual example. Let's say you're building a tool to help freelancers track their time without overthinking it. You've seen friends struggle with timesheets. You've struggled yourself. It feels like a real problem. Step one, write the page before you build the product. You sit down and answer the three questions. What's the outcome? Track your billable hours without thinking about it. Who's it for? Freelance designers who lose money because they forget to track time. Why now? End of the month invoice panic when you realize you have no idea how many hours you actually worked. Good, you've got clarity. Now let's turn that into a page. Step two, build a one-page site in 1 day. You open card, free account. You write, headline, stop losing money to forgotten hours. Subheadline, for freelance designers who want accurate invoices without the timesheet headache. Three bullets, track time with one tap. See your billable week at a glance. Export to invoices instantly. CTA, join the early access list. Button goes to a type form with one question. What's your email? Done. It took you 3 hours. The page is live. Step three, drive 100 people to it. You don't have a big audience, so you pick option two, direct outreach. You go to Twitter. You search freelance designer invoice. You find 30 people who've recently tweeted about billing struggles. You DM them. Hey, saw your tweet about invoicing headaches. I'm building something to make time tracking less painful for designers. Mind taking a quick look? You send 50 DMs. 20 people click the link. Then you post in 3 Slack communities for freelancers. Hey all, working on a stupid simple time tracker for designers. Would love feedback. Another 80 people click. Total, 100 people. Took you 2 days. Step 4. Watch what they do, not what they say. You check the analytics. 100 visitors. 12 people clicked join the early access list. 8 people actually submitted their email. That's an 8% conversion rate. Not bad. Not amazing, but not bad. You also notice, average time on page is 45 seconds. They're reading. They're considering. Good sign. Step 5. Decide based on signal, not hope. 8 out of 100 signed up. That's a yellow light. There's interest, but not overwhelming demand. So you dig deeper. You email those 8 people. Hey, thanks for signing up. Quick question. What made you interested in this? 5 of them reply. They all say something similar. I hate timesheets, but I'm not sure another time tracker will fix that. Aha. The problem isn't the product. It's the positioning. They think it's just another time tracker. So you tweak the page. New headline. Time tracking that doesn't feel like tracking time. New subheadline. One tap, no timers, no mental math, just accurate hours. You drive another 100 people to the updated page. This time, 15 people sign up. That's a 15% conversion rate. That's a green light. Time to build. All right, 3 traps to avoid. Trap 1. I need to design this perfectly before I share it. No, you don't. The goal is signal, not polish. An ugly page with clear copy will outperform a beautiful page with vague copy every single time. Ship the ugly version. You can make it pretty later if it works. Trap 2. What if someone steals my idea? They won't. Ideas are cheap, execution is hard. And even if they did, you'd learn that your idea was good enough to steal, which is valuable intel. Share the page. The risk of silence is way higher than the risk of theft. Trap 3. I'll just ask people if they'd use this instead. No. Don't ask, show. Would you use this? Gets you polite yeses. Here's a page, click if you're interested, gets you real behavior. Always prefer behavior over opinions. Always. Okay. Here's what you ship this week. 3 things. 1. Write your 3 answers. Outcome, audience, trigger. Get them down on paper. Make them specific enough that you could write a headline from them. 2. Build the page. One page, one day. No excuses. Card, Webflow, Notion, Google Sites. Pick a tool and ship it by Friday. 3. Drive 100 people to it using one method. Pick one. Post in communities, DM 50 people, or pay for 100 clicks. Don't try all three, just pick one and execute. By the end of next week, you should have real data. Not opinions, data. 2 metrics. Metric 1, conversion rate. How many visitors clicked your CTA and submitted their email? Aim for 5% minimum. 10% is good, 15% plus is excellent. If you're under 5%, your messaging is off or your audience is wrong. Iterate and try again. Metric 2, time on page. How long are people staying? Under 10 seconds? They bounced, didn't read. Over 30 seconds? They read and considered. If people are reading but not converting, your offer might not be compelling enough. If they're not reading at all, your headline didn't hook them. If you want the exact template I use for landing pages like this, I built a worksheet for it. It's called the One Sentence Product Snap, and it helps you write a crisp headline, subheadline, and CTA in about 10 minutes. Head to productkitos.com/free, and I'll link it in the show notes. It's free. And if you want the full guided process, the one that includes validation, positioning, and early audience building, check out the Kickstart Kit. It's the complete version of what we just talked about. All right, let's recap. Ship a landing page before you ship a product. Write it, build it, drive 100 people to it. Watch what they do, decide based on signal. This isn't about avoiding building, it's about building the right thing. A week of validation beats 3 months of regret. Get the page up this week, drive traffic next week, make a decision the week after, and I'll see you next time.